Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.
Agriculture organizations are hard at work making sure Congress has a handle on what's going to be essential for the industry in the next farm bill. Andrew Bailey is the Science and Technology Council for the National Pork Producers Council, the lobbying arm for pork producers. In this role, Andrew will have his nose to the grindstone with new Congress members as farm policy discussions continue into the new year. He tells me more about those conversations, but first, he tells us what stage the farm bill is in and if there's a deadline to get it done.
Yeah, so the farm bill was last passed, I guess, 2018, so we're coming up next year would be the end of the five-year cycle. Farm bill doesn't really, quote-unquote, expire like a lot of things do, but certain things sort of run due at the end of the 5 years that will need to be addressed. You know, with the midterms falling sort of in the middle of what would be the farm bill cycle, that's a unique situation, so we're a good bit behind where we might normally be. But come the new Congress at the beginning of January, it's really going to be a breakneck pace. The incoming chair of the, or presumptive incoming chair of the House Ag Committee has said they want the bill done by November, I think. So that'll be, I wouldn't say a mad dash, but there's still plenty of work to do to get things ironed out. But, you know, we have not been idle this year. We've been working, you know, with legislators in both chambers, across both parties, to go ahead and let them know what our priorities are going to be in the upcoming farm bill so that when it comes time to draft text and actually get the bill done, we're already ready to go.
It's called the 2023 farm bill, but from your perspective, do you anticipate it going into 2024 before something is officially signed through?
You know, I think we're hopeful that we can get it done in 2023. You know, there is some discussion of, you know, we'll need a short-term extension to really wrap things up in 2024. I think, you know, we're a little far out to know one way or the other if we'll need that. Hopefully we won't.
Well, let's talk about some of the policies that Pork Council wants in that farm bill, starting with animal health, because that's been a huge focus for the swine industry, especially with the swine fever.
You know, it's not a surprise, at least for me, I would call it my number one priority, because I don't have a lot of lower level priorities, but the number one is often African swine fever and foreign animal diseases. And so the farm bill provides, you know, one of the key legislative tools we have to address agricultural priorities. And for us, a big concern is shoring up and expanding those programs that we got established in the last farm bill, what we would call the three-legged stool of animal health, which is the vaccine bank, the National Animal Health Lab Network funding, and the NADPREP, which is the National Animal Disease Preparedness and Response Program. And those programs are really about building capacity domestically to make sure that if a disease were to come here, we'd be able to respond to it rapidly and effectively. And those are all funded through the Farm Bill. We really got those set up in the last Farm Bill. It took a lot of education, you know, time working not just with legislators but with other livestock groups to get those established. And I think now that everyone's still rowing in the same direction, it'll be, I wouldn't say easier, but it won't be as much of an uphill climb to make sure those programs stay in the Farm Bill and get additional support.
Yeah, so it may seem like a no-brainer to shore up those animal health resources to prevent any further supply chain disruption if it were the case that African swine fever would get into our borders. But what is the appetite among legislators for those animal health programs? Are they supportive on both sides of the aisle?
Yeah, you know, we have very widespread support for those programs. I think since the 2018 Farm Bill, at least, those programs have really shown their value. Legislators have seen that they are effective. The animal health labs, in particular, were very active during COVID conducting, sampling and testing. And they've shown their worth in other foreign animal disease outbreaks outside of the pork industry. And it's something that we, not just the pork industry, thinks is important, but really the entire barnyard thinks is important.
Aside from animal health, I gotta believe there's also some economic issues that the pork industry wants to address in the farm bill. Can you outline some of those other policy priorities? Maybe you're addressing inflation, maybe you're addressing the supply chain.
Yeah, so some of the biggest parts of the farm bill are conservation and that's obviously a big focus of not just policymakers, but a lot of farmers today. And the pork industry has a really good story to tell about that and our efforts on environmental issues. You know, we as the pork industry, we export a lot of product. You know, a quarter to a third of production, I think, you'd have to ask our trade folks. But the foreign market development and the market access program are both funded heavily through the Farm Bill. And we're very involved in making sure that those programs also are funded. Because that's really about getting access to foreign markets for American agricultural products. And we, as a big export, with export as big of a part of our industry as it is, we are big supporters of that.
Let's not forget the lobbying arm of the pork industry is funded through voluntary donations from farmers, from those working on the ground. What are you hearing directly from them that needs to be addressed?
Well, I think the overall take is that the Farm Bill has to be done. You know, and we say this, I think, every time Farm Bill comes along. We have the benefit on the agricultural side. The Ag committees are historically much more bipartisan than maybe other committees are. Let's put the politics aside and get the policy work done.
So other commodity groups support kind of safety nets or insurance policies through USDA. With dairy, it's dairy margin coverage, crops, crop insurance. Is there anything like that for pork?
You know, not so much, not the way those programs work. There are certain types of coverage out there. They're just not widely used for various reasons. We are looking into some sort of catastrophic insurance program that could be included in the Farm Bill. Still at the beginning of developing what that would look like. But it's something that the pork industry has sort of been exploring for the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years or more, trying to figure out how to actually build that out. And that's something we're working through right now, both with the industry and, you know, members, people on Capitol Hill to flesh out what that would look like if it could be done through a Farm Bill and how you would actually go about that.
Anything else I'm not asking you that I should be asking about what's happening with Farm Bill policy?
Yeah, just... you know, I think you mentioned earlier we're probably behind where we should be, but I think there's at least a game plan for next year. So we'll you know, we're already putting together what do we do come January 3rd? New Congress walks in the door, and what do we do day one through, well, whenever we get it passed? So,
what is the atmosphere like on Capitol Hill regarding agriculture? Do you feel like the pork industry's voice is being heard?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I think I mentioned earlier. Historically, the Ag committees have been more bipartisan than other committees. You know, there's a lot of disagreement on maybe specific policies of how things should be addressed. But for the most part, everyone's on the same page. Not everyone farms, but everyone eats. And that's sort of something that you take to heart working on ag issues.
Right. We can all rally behind food. And then I wanted to touch on another comment you said earlier. Conservation is kind of a key priority for this administration and USDA. But what is the pork industry in support of when it comes to climate smart policy? And what do you see formulating for the Farm Bill that could impact farmers?
I think we sort of saw a good indication of maybe where things are going in the Inflation Reduction Act, which provided monies to a bunch of different federal agencies, but it included, I think, $20 billion to USDA for conservation programs. And some of those, you know, there's interest from farmers. I think some of those conservation programs are oversubscribed 3-to-1. You know, they get 3 applications for every 1 they can actually grant. So, you know, I think farmers are out there and they want to do the right thing. It's just trying to get them the resources that they need to actually to do that.
Well, there you go. Insight into what pork is bringing to the table when it comes to farm policy, specifically when it comes to forming the 2023 Farm Bill. Andrew Bailey along with us. He works directly with Congress on Capitol Hill to share what will and won't work for the U.S. pork industry. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.